the prime minister has been on record to state that, you know, what we need first to solve all the problems is a high level of economic growth. And he's on record stating that. So we said, well, like, you know, this is a prevailing kind of viewpoint. And but that does not have to be true, because we have seen countries like, you know, Cuba, we have seen countries like Costa Rica, and even within India, Kerala, for example, has achieved much lower levels of child undernutrition with a very low level of economic development. So with this paper, what we wanted to sort of come across was, one, to see is there an empirical evidence supporting this view that economic growth translated to improving children's health. And B, if since we didn't find such an association, we are trying to make a case that what you need is a direct health intervention. And also, like, you know, we sort of what we try to sort of highlight is, like, you know, do we need economic growth? Absolutely. You know, it always helps. But what type of economic growth? So I think the kind of economic growth that India has experienced is a very, what I would call, an exclusive economic growth. So a very small sector of the economy, the tertiary sector, the technology sector, is driving the overall economic growth. Now, that's where not all the population and the problem is. So the problem of, like, you know, rural poverty and undernutrition is in the agriculture sector, it's in the manufacturing sector. And they have not participated in this economic growth, and they have not benefited from this economic growth. So it's not just having economic growth, but it's what type of economic growth. Is it inclusive? Does it include, participate everybody in that process? And if it doesn't participate, then the government has to step in to say, okay, now we have economic growth from the technology sector. We have more revenues generated. Now they have to think of ways of, you know, using that revenue to do things that could build human capital, you know, whether it's investment in health or education.
What can the Indian government do to help alleviate this situation, and why hasn't it been done to date?
There has to be a substantial increase in the allocation of resources that is directly going into creating programs like food stamps, creating access to food and nutrition for children and also for mothers. It exists, but it's not enough. By the data, it doesn't seem that it's making a big dent. And why aren't they doing it? Well, I think that has partly to do with this, I think, the worldview amongst the policymakers, who are largely economists, who are pretty much, I think the reason it's not been done is, I wouldn't say it's anything, you know, they are being deliberately kind of ignoring it. But I think it's rooted in this phenomena that once we have high economic growth, all the problems are going to go away. And I think that, and because of that fixation with that perspective and that paradigm, that I think that we are seeing this problem. So the call is to sort of make a slight shift in that thinking, like, you know, with this evidence that, you know, this is not translating into better health. So let's try to do direct investments into health.